Welcome back to CWC Dive Deep. Join us today as we take a deeper look into this past week's sermon discussing how we can pursue God and grow in our faith. I'm your host, Caleb Swartz, and joining me today is Pastor Arley. Welcome, Pastor Arley.
Thank you, Caleb. It's nice to be here.
Nice to have you, and great to have each of our listeners here today. And I'm sure they're curious, as we started this new sermon series, I Am, to hear Pastor Arley. From a lot of people, I've heard it was an impacting message. But for you, in your personal study and as you delivered, what left an impact on you this week?
Do you know, I heard from a number of people on Sunday that said, this is like one of the most powerful days, you know, that I've had here. And they just were so taken by the power and sense of God's presence that was there. Both in the worship and then in the skit, which was done incredibly well, and then in the message. And I just really felt God's presence, you know, very powerfully as I spoke. And, you know, I actually, the first 4 days of the week, like Monday through Thursday, were really very difficult days for me. I don't know. I just faced some, now I can see it, as spiritual kind of battle that was taking place. I wasn't able to identify it as that, but I just knew something was different. It was heavy. It was very, very much a part of my week. And somehow the cloud lifted on Friday morning, which I was very, very grateful. And when I saw the power of how God worked through Sunday, I just realized that, you know, I think there was a spiritual warfare that was going on prior to. And God had something that he wanted to communicate, and I'm just very grateful, you know, to be a part. I guess the takeaway as I think about all of that is that I think about the incredible power of God as I Am, that he would pick a name like that for himself that would be so all-inclusive of all aspects, past, present, future, and anything that is needed as a part of our lives, he is. And so I guess I want people to just have a greater awe, greater respect, a greater appreciation, greater understanding of really who God is.
Yeah, and I'd really like to dive a little bit more into that, just how language helps us understand. I feel that perhaps the English language has lost some of the nuances, some of the significance that other languages in the past have had, but it does seem to me as you're talking, and from my own experience, that I Am still rings true. Even in our language, translated, whatever, I Am is so significant. It does, when you stop and think about it, the way that you presented it, it really does make an impression. But let's talk a little bit about how perhaps the way that we use language, our culture today.
Sure.
How has it lost value? How have words lost value?
Well, I think our whole culture has lost value. Now, I'm not uncomfortable with our casual culture, but just look at styles and dress and how people handle themselves. And in the last 50 years, it's dramatically changed all the way around. And so we've become much more casual. In every aspect. And I guess with that casual kind of response has, and I think social media has exponentially increased that. And with that kind of casual response, I think it's filtered into our relationship with God as well. And I think that's dangerous, that part. And I just think that we have to kind of pull back and have a deeper understanding that it's not a casual relationship we have with God, nor should we approach him casually. Now, the scripture says we can approach him boldly, but That's very different. So I just think there's a lot for us to understand about who God is.
Yeah. And I think it's really hard for those of us who have grown up in that casual culture. I mean, for yourself, you've experienced some of the culture before it shifted so dramatically.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And so for those of us that grew up in it, it's almost hard to wrap our heads around, well, what does this deep reverence look and feel like?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I think that's very, very true. And so I think it's a learning venture. I mean, I think not only like our time period and culture, but the American democracy, you know, I think that has also kind of created that you can be anything you want to be in life. You could be the president if you work hard enough and you want to be. So I think that kind of mindset and that kind of thought process puts us into a more casual kind of understanding of who God is, unless we really start digging deep and looking at the qualities and nature of who God is, then we start, I think, having a deeper understanding.
You know, I think you said one sentence when there was so much more to say about our leadership within this country and how we view them. Can you go into more detail about how a democratic style government, contrasted maybe with some others, has shaped how we view authority?
Yeah, I mean, I think that because we're democratic and we can vote anybody in and out, and they're only whatever for a period of time, as long as we choose to have them there, I think that's part of that. And I think that's, you know, in contrast to, say, a monarchy where there's a king or a queen who holds residence and power for, like, all their lives. Mm-hmm. And so when we look at that, there's kind of a respect and there's kind of an honor that's given in those cases that's, you know, even if they make poor decisions, you still have to honor the king.
Right.
You know, but in our context, you know, if the president makes poor decisions or says stupid things, then like we don't have to honor them. You know, that's how we do it. And we forget about the position and we really think more of the person. Mm-hmm. And where I think in other cultures, I think there's, you know, a better appreciation for the position that goes on.
Yeah. And just as a studying history in the past, for our listeners who are going to write in and critique this, yes, we are a democratic republic. Not a democracy. So there, we've said it. That's clear. Okay. No one needs to write in now.
Okay, thank you.
How do we gain back that respect for authority figures, though? Where do we look to get inspiration or understand that reverence again?
Sure. I guess I think that like it just continues to, if we can continue to focus in how big God is and how little we are. I guess that's why I'm anxious for that particular book by Louis Giglio. Mm-hmm. He's done so many kind of scientific videos of, you know, if the Earth were a golf ball, and then he kind of goes into all of these galaxies and shows how significantly big and large and incredible they are. When we think about that, we think about who created all of this and who designed all of this. Someone far bigger and greater than, you know, I can even possibly understand. And so when I start to look at all these qualities of who God is, no beginning and no end and infinitely wise, when I start to do that, I think I start to have a greater appreciation for his personal work in my life. And I think it creates more of that awe and reverence that really needs to be in place.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we heard Pastor Ken made a comment this morning just about how there are times where he'll sit in under the stars and just kind of look up and his mind just kind of goes out to try and understand and grasp how great God is if he made all that that's up there. And I think there's a certain truth to, as we bring God into our daily life and understand how much greater than what we're looking at he is, then it helps us to frame him in the correct context. So almost thinking about him throughout the day and how he compares to what we're going through or experiencing or seeing, which you talked about in pretty good detail with just the I am here and I am, and you went through all the, like, he is the answer to all the situations from the book, from Louis's book. So I think it adds more weight to things like taking his name in vain. Can you explain why that is so significant?
There's a great importance of understanding how we need to reverence the name of God. And on obviously the Ten Commandments, it's central to all things that we have a great reverence for God. And because we live in such a casual society, and because people are, I think, just not even conscious of what they're saying and doing, I think the tendency for that, even among Christians, to say, oh my God, when they're not praying, they're not really calling out to God, they're just making an expression, then that is putting it in vain. That's using God's name when we are not supposed to. And, you know, I said, I think only in one service, but I said, we can't control what the world does, and I don't want to. Mm-hmm. But as Christians, we need to be able to make sure there are certain things that are a part of our lives that are characteristic of our reverence and appreciation for God. So I just don't really think that has a place in our language. You know, like, am I offended by others? Well, maybe, but I'm not here to change unbelievers.
Yeah.
I'm here to help believers become more like Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think that we're supposed to do. And I think in you know, all of that, then we can have a greater impact on our world as well.
Yeah. And it's interesting as you look at some of the practices of just other religions and how they revere their deities or things of their deities. I think of just the Muslim culture and how they never let the Quran touch the floor. They always have it on a place where it's seen in the household, where it isn't subject to being trampled on, stepped on, spilled, anything. It's an interesting respect that they have for that book. And yet we look at how we treat our Bibles. And I'm not saying that we, you know, we need to treat them that way, but it just makes you think, how do we revere God by the way that we treat our Bibles? I mean, do we honestly love them because they're His written word, or, you know, are they just another book in our shelves?
Well, I think that's part of that kind of casual attitude that goes toward all things, mm-hmm. like, you know, the flag, for example, on our, you know, our patriotism, you know, not letting the flag hit the ground. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's a kind of like an awakening to us that probably needs to happen in every aspect. So I think there's a certain sense of reverence that should be a part of all that we do and who we are and our obvious response to God.
Yeah.
He's not the man upstairs, mm-hmm. you know, and we hear that by all kinds of people. I just think we need to be more cautious about mm-hmm. all that in our response.
Yeah. And I say that being a guy that has, you know, coffee stains on his Bible. So I'm not saying we need to, you know,
right.
Keep it pristine, but
I get it.
It's characteristic of my love for it, you know,
sure.
that it is so close to me all the time.
There you go.
You know, and you talked a lot about just the casual figure that we make God to be. But when we start to dive in and understand just how vast He is, you talked about how we can't wrap our heads around Him. Hmm. Why is it comforting that we cannot understand God?
Boy, you know, if I could, then He wouldn't be much greater than I am. So I am grateful that I have a God who goes far beyond my understanding and my ability to comprehend. And that kind of puts it into that category when, you know, when we say that He is always right, always beautiful, always in accord with truth. If I reduce God to my level, then I don't have to trust Him with His decisions about my life. But when I put Him in a very different category, that He is perfect in all He does, then I'm going to view life differently, and I'm going to view the things that come into my life differently, and I'm going to respect and appreciate what He brings.
Certainly.
So there's a whole different world that is a part of that when we really have the awe and the respect for the I Am that we need to.
Yeah. And there have been some CWC family members this week where we have seen that incredible awe and that trust and that respect. And, you know, so.
Yeah, we prayed for Katie and Corey Templin this morning.
Yeah.
In their loss of their little one, you know, after 20 weeks, I'm sure they had all the aspirations and dreams of what this little baby was going to bring, and they lost that. And Corey's response to me is, we are choosing joy as we walk through this. Well, that's an incredible testimony to say, I don't understand, but I know there's a God who's always right. He's perfect in all he does. This doesn't make sense to me, but I'm choosing to trust him. And I really believe we all have to come to that point and place in so many places in our lives and ultimately surrender.
Yeah. So with that in mind, is there a challenge that you want to leave listeners with this week?
I guess the thing that I would feel is most significant is always coming to a point and place of surrender when we're going to say, his ways are higher than my ways. His ways are greater than my ways. His wisdom is greater than mine. I'm going to trust him. And I think if we determine in our heart that we're going to trust God, I do think life takes on a whole different perspective.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's an important part, important message for every one of us.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Pastor Arley.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us on CWC Dive Deep. I hope you were encouraged today. Join us next Monday as we continue I Am. And if you missed last week's episode, be sure to check that out on cwc.life, where we provide you with sermon notes, weekly study material, and other great messages to dive into. Have a great week.